If you are posted to north, can I see your hands up? Far north? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, the Lord wants me to let you know that you have possessed the area already. That no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper.
Amen.
And any tongue that rises against you there shall be condemned.
Amen.
If you believe, and the Lord will be established in your life in Christ's name.
Amen.
The Lord has given us a task to perform in Nigeria, in Africa, and other parts of the world. We might look at the matter now very sweet. I think every one of us ate this morning. Am I correct? It was a little bit okay. Is that not true? Maybe where you are going, you might not see that kind of food. Is that not true? Yes. And how many of us that have been sent to North have been given a package of money to go with? Can I see your hands, those who have collected their allowance for the missionary journey? If you have collected, apart from not, those who have collected the allowances, can I see your hands? Nobody. Well, the work did not start in our time. Is that not true? It started before our time. The time of Paul the Apostle, the time of Moses. In fact, most of the early missionaries, who funded them? Who? Christ, yes. And as Christ has commissioned every one of us, we will prosper our hand. It's only when you believe and you obey and you see the Lord in action. Our brethren want you for us to pass this message to you. Pick up your Bible, pick up your pen. The theme for today: from a shepherd to a champion. From a shepherd to a champion. Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 to 5, the scribe should read. You should be fast in opening your scripture because you're a pastor. Yes.
Exodus 3, 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb, too. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. 3. Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. 4. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. 5. And he said, Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground.
What we want to draw from this point: Moses was a shepherd to Jethro. From the beginning, he never knew that the the journey will take him this far. How many of us want to be a champion? If you want to be a champion, can I see your hand? Everybody wants to be a champion, is that not? But you can never be a champion without a battle. Is that not? You must have to win a battle before you become a champion. Is that not true? Now, this is the time. This is the time. We are about to set into a battle. Do you know what happened in a battlefield? Yeah? You know what happened in a battlefield? You can be get killed there if you are not careful. Is that not true? Or you get wounded in a battlefield. But if you place your faith in Christ, and if you have the greater commander by your side, being God himself, you always win your battle. If you go through the life of Moses, after this call, you see the battle that he fought in Egypt. This battle was within this little shepherd with the king Pharaoh. Who won? Who won in that battle? It was Moses. That is what the Lord has called you now. Those ones in the north, those ones in the Central Africa, those ones in the East Africa, in all the African region, you know what is happening. In the midst of this, the Lord promised you victory. In Jesus Christ's name. It's only to be strong and courageous, not with a wavering faith. Those some people are going to Aqua Cross. A lot of things happen there. Everywhere. The Lord has commissioned every one of you. But before you can be a champion, you have to listen to the instruction of the commander. Is that not? If you don't listen to the instruction of the commander, certainly you might end up not ending well. You know what that means? If you are lucky, you only be wounded. If you are not lucky, you lost your life. I pray it will not be our portion in Christ's name. The Lord called every one of us here to encourage us, to tell us that from the beginning, it has not been easy. Those who started before us, it has not been easy. Forget that most of the pastors today will tell you that, look, you had your breakthrough, you ride many jeeps. It might not start that way. But the Lord has promised us that none we beg for bread. In the mighty name of Jesus. As the Lord has sent you out, pray at the end of this meeting that the Lord will also commission you. In the mighty name of Jesus. He will only commission you when you listen to his commandment. When you listen to his own instruction. When you listen to what the Lord is telling you. I know that many of us here sitting down here, we might have done so many things that is wrong in the past. We might see us and say, did our brethren do mistake to point me? They did not. But if you fail from this minute, if you fail to yield to the call of the Almighty God, that is when it becomes a disaster. If you read the letter, there's a part that is written there. He said, look, if a child is afraid of the darkness, it will not be a problem. Is that not? It is written in this new letter. He said, but the worst tragedy is for you to be afraid of light, running away from light. Maybe you were in the darkness, in a dark place as a child, doing one thing or the other that was not okay, the Lord has called you out to the light. If you run away from the light, it's a tragedy. May it not be a tragedy in our part in Christ's name. The Lord wants us this day to pick up, that's number one. We have Exodus. We have Moses, who was a shepherd, who later became a champion. We go to number two. We just have few. Number two, we have another person there, David. David started as a very small boy, but he later became a champion. Let's look at 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Pastors. No, verse 49 to 50.
David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and sling it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead and he fell upon his face to the earth. 50. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David.
Now, every one of us know this story. When Saul was rejected, the Lord appointed a new leader. Now Samuel went, when he was about to anoint a new leader, he was looking at the faces. He almost anointed somebody else. The Spirit of the Lord tell him no. He came to a point that they bring out all the children. None were there. He said, is that the all your children? He said, it remained just the little boy that is there with the flocks. See, go and fetch him. That was how the story started. Before you know it, the Spirit of God made it in a wonderful way that David now walked right in the king's house. He become who play an instrument for the king when he's having the mental issue to calm him. Why did the Lord take David to the king's house? It was for him to learn. Because all his life, he was in the bush. All his life, he was with the shepherd. All his life, he knew nothing about kingship, rulership. That was why the Lord took him there. The Lord has brought every one of us here today. The Lord has chosen you. You are not better than those that are not here. You are not better than those who have not been chosen now. But the Lord chose you, brought you here to teach you His word. The worst that will happen to you will be when you err. After hearing this, I pray it will never be our portion in Christ's name. When most of us are being sent, this woman group soul has never existed in some of the places. Is that not true? Like somebody now, brother, answer. Did you have any member there? So he doesn't know whether he has a member there. Not only him, Even those in Nigeria here, there are places that there is no group so, even in the country, that most of us have been posted. But believe, if you really trust God, if you really hearken to the word of the Almighty God, in no time, your branch may grow more than the headquarters. That is the truth. Is that not? The Lord can multiply them. After Jesus left the earth, the apostle, when persecution came, many were scattered abroad. There was a day most of them preached and they have more than 3,000 souls. Is that not? And the Lord say, as he go, greater miracle will we do. The greatest miracle for us is for somebody to be saved. For a sinner to repent and become Christ-like. Become born again. That is the greatest miracle a man or a woman can get. If you have a miracle that you have all the money in Lagos State, you don't have Christ, you have nothing. You have all the cars, you have all the wealth, but Christ is not in you. Absolutely, you have nothing. The Lord has called us as shepherd to become champion. And champion that doesn't win a battle is never a champion. Is that not? If you lose battle, you are not a champion. And every one of us has raised our hands up that we want to be a champion. We cannot only be a champion by raising up our hands. We must go into action. Because when you face the battlefield and won, that's when you become a champion. Everywhere in the world, in the North America, we have up to 4 zones there now. In most of the zone now, nobody is there. It might be only you, maybe with your assistants, that will start. The gospel we hear now in Africa were brought here by human beings. Is that not? The Bible in our vernaculars, written down, were written by the whites, not the blacks. Can you sit down and think and imagine the pains, the tolerance, the perseverance they have to be able to translate the Bible to our own languages? Can you see that? The Lord has sent you out there to the west, to the east, to the north of Africans, and even to the North America, the Europe. Soonest some will be going to Asia. And where we are, most of those places, they are idol worshippers. Most of those places are the seat of Satan. And do you know that as you are sitting down right here, Satan has recognized you? Do you know that? And if he recognize you, do you know what that means? The battle has been drawn. Is that not? The battle has been drawn. If you sleep and snore, now you know. They will slaughter you like a goat. You die and go home. Either you go to hell. If you manage to make heaven, no crown. Yes. The enemy know that you are right here. But you don't know that the enemy is here. That is why some of us sleep. That is why some of us, you wake up, you don't pray, you don't even care to pray. This one is greater than common witches. So, do you hear what I'm saying? Is greater than witches and witchcraft. The battle we are about to face. As a champion. You know we have champion of champion. Is that not? That means that you have won too many wars. The Lord has called us. He wants us to prepare. Search yourself. Cleanse yourself. Purify yourself. If you look at the world today, you look at what is going on in the world today, you know that there is trouble. The enemy is doubling his time. He's adding more double strength to fight because he has that the time he has now is short. Multiplicity of crime. Women dress naked. They get into their bathroom with covered clothes. They lock the door and they come out naked. They walk on the street. That is the end of the world. You see men today, they draw tattoos from the head. They don't know what they draw. Most of them don't know even what they draw on their body from the head to the toe. Even if you clean it up, it doesn't clean for any reason. The mark remains there forever. These people know that we are right now gathering here, ready to come for attack. And now you believe that they have sent you there. You are not well prepared, fully prepared, and you walk into the enemy's camp. Unarmed, behold, you'll be shattered. I pray it will not be our portion in Christ's name.
Amen.
The Lord wants us to equip ourselves. You are all pastors here sitting down here. The Lord wants us to equip ourselves, guide ourselves, and put on all the armor of God that will make us to face every fears of the enemy. A prophet in the Bible, he prophesied for years. He saw a lot of things, but there was something that happened. He almost become unbeliever there. Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel chapter 37. Read from verse 1.
And set me now in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, too, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. 3. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. 4. Again he said unto me,
stop there first. Now in the open valley. The open valley, there were many dry bones. There was no flesh. It wasn't a dead person. People that have been dead for long years, no more flesh. Just the skull and the bones, just there. And you were asked to go and raise those bones to become human being. You know, sometimes you might think, say, ah, what had the Lord? That is what happened there. The Lord asked Ezekiel, say, can these bones live? It was a difficult question. That was why the reply says, O Lord, thou knowest. He has done things that were possible for him on his own faith to be able to do. But this was greater than his faith. He now asks the assistance of the person who asked him this, for this prophecy. In the midst of this, we are being sent without money, without nothing, to all over the world. But do we know that the Lord owns the world? That is true. The Lord owns the world. If he decrees, he decrees stands. If he prophesies, it might delay a little. But we should ask the Lord to give us a message of decree, even as we move for this mission in Christ's name. Thus say the Lord, might not happen tomorrow. It might happen in the next 50 years, in the next 20 years, in the next 1 year. But let there be light. It's an instant. Is that not true? Let there be fish in the ocean. It's an instant decree. And the Lord will decree, and it shall be established among us in Christ's name.
Amen.
The Lord has sent us out. So those are the prayer points you should ask. That the Lord should establish a decree as he's sending you out. Are you writing? That is one of your prayer points. The Lord should establish his decree as he sends you out. Because how do you commission, how do you go out? How do you move? How do you preach? How do you buy your ticket? How do you pay your transport? Is that not? In few years, Paul the Apostle traveled almost the whole Asia. Do you know how big Asia is? Nobody gave him money. But it was by the strength and the belief that the Lord would provide. He go all those journeys, those missionary journeys. Sometimes he go twice from country to country, places to places, to revisit, to reestablish back the word of God. And the Lord says, yesterday, today, and forever. Satan is afraid that we are about to move. Do you know that?
Yes.
Do you know that?
Yes.
I want to tell you something that happened in the Bible. The children of Israel, after the captain has visited Joshua, say, you people will soon move to possess Jericho. They did not get to Jericho yet. The Jericho people knew that they were coming. Is that not? That was why they shut all their doors. Nobody go out. Nobody was coming in. The enemy knew that we are here and we are about to move. So, but you have to listen to the master. If the children of Israel did not listen on the commandment, go around the city once a day, in the 7 day, 7 times. And the walls of Jericho was torn in pieces. No matter the mountain, no matter the difficulty in your country, the state you are going, the walls of Jericho there will be thrown down. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Red Sea will be opened. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
That was one of the greatest miracles in the Bible. The first remote control that was stretched and the sea parted and they walked on a dry land. The Lord has called us out here. How few as we are, it's because we are not many. You see that some of the states, some 5 states are given to just 2 people. Is that not? So that is the essence that see that we are few. We are very few laborers.
There are those who are better
in your branch, but it's not being called. But here are you now. The Lord has called you, commissioned you now to go there and win the souls that are perishing. Who can tell us what will happen in February, before the end of February, in this country? Who can tell us? Yes? Yes, during the election, who will tell us that it will be free? No border violence? If you can prophesy, tell us. Eh? No, no. Yes. And you don't know what will happen. But yet, in this February, the Lord is sending you out to those war zones, those places, Boko Haram, the places of those places you see that there are trouble spots. The Lord said, go there and preach the gospel. Can you imagine that? That is the Lord for you. But it's also giving you assurance. If you don't waver your faith, if you don't doubt him, that even as you go, that you will never lose your life till you finish your work in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 10 to 14. Deuteronomy 20, 10 to 14.
Deuteronomy 20, 10 to 14. 10. When thou comest nigh unto a city to fight against it, then proclaim peace unto it. 11. And it shall be, if he make thee answer of peace, and open unto thee, then it shall be, that all the people that is found therein shall be tributaries unto thee, and they shall serve thee. 12. And if it will make no peace with thee, but will make war against thee, then thou shalt besiege it. 13. And when the Lord thy God hath delivered it into thy hands, thou shalt smite every male thereof with the edge of the sword. 14. But the women and the little ones and the cattle and all that is in the city, even all the spoil thereof, shalt thou take unto thyself, and thou shalt eat the spoil of thy enemies, which the Lord thy God has given thee.
Now, this place is giving us an instruction as a champion, as somebody who is going for fight. I want you, when you go home, you read it and digest it. It's giving you a guideline on the evangelism, on the war you're about to face. During the time of their war, the Lord gave them this instruction. When you're about to go to a city to fight, you first of all there, enter there and proclaim peace to see whether truly that place will surrender. If they fail to do that, that is what he gave you, other instruction there. Now, in this place now, he's telling you about principalities and powers that you're about to face. Because when you first of all reach where you are going, you have to possess the land. You have to arrest all the principalities that do not seek for peace. Of course, they never seek for peace. And possess the land. Because without that, you might be in the front, then they cut you off. Is that not true? So that is what the Lord is telling you from that point. We should get ourselves prepared. We should get ourselves ready. Ready for the war. Joshua. Joshua chapter 13, verse 1.
Joshua 13. Joshua chapter 13, verse 1. Now Joshua was old and stricken in years, and the Lord said unto him, Thou art old and stricken in years, and there remaineth yet very much land to be possessed. One only.
I hope that one doesn't need explanation. 40-something years now, is that not true? Peacemen has come to this country. Is that not? Look at the number of workers we just have now. Most of us here, this is our first time to be a worker in this group. Is that not true? Now, after many years, the Lord was reminding Joshua, you are now a very old man, that yet there are many land yet to be possessed. Think, look at the country, leave any other place first. Look at how many states yet uncovered. In Lagos, can we say we have covered Badagry? Can we say so? Can we boastfully say we have covered Badagry? So Lagos, we have never scratched. If you know the number of people in Lagos, we never scratch Lagos. So that is what the Lord is telling us. If you go to Lagos, you look at the training foreman, the number of people listed out there, you see that Lagos is large. That those are supposed to be an area pastors in all the local governments. Some local government, if they want to share, maybe you will take two or three in this new arrangement. That is what the Lord is telling us. In some zones, there are names that appear in the letter. The first training book doesn't appear in the letter. You still have a work to do. Apart from that, the zonal leader too needs to see those that are capable in the zones that could be able to join the team of evangelism. This time the Lord has called us. We have fought battle on one for years. We have been here quarreling among ourselves, criticizing ourselves, doing things that are not relevant. Those brethren who are sleeping, if I see you doze, you are going home. I don't know how many of us that the fire will be burning your home and you are sleeping. I don't see. Then they come and wake you up. Fire is burning and you are still sleeping. Is it possible? Don't let me see you doze. Yes, we quarrel. If you look at the history of the peacemakers, from the beginning, the three nationals, the quarrel, the fight. This leads to law release. Lead to some unpleasant letters we have in our general letters. Up to date, the particle, the remnant of these grudges, this slander, this backbiting, finding fault still remain among us. But see, the new letter has made it clear. Those times they consider you as a child, a baby, who is afraid of darkness, afraid of dark place. Now a full grown adult running away from light is a tragedy. I hope that message is clear. I hope it's clear. Most of us today, maybe you were a zonal leader before, they might make you advisory committee, maybe your name has not been mentioned. Because your name has not been mentioned, now you say, let me see how this zone will work. you see a series of letters, series of complaints, filing of cases, filing of complaints, petition coming, whether good or bad, whether it does wrong or not, just because you are not there. The Lord wants that to stop. I am an inspirer. I'm an evangelist. I'm from the choir. I'm treasury committee and women welfare. My work is different from yours. Should stop. All works now become equal. The work in our hands now more than what you said. Somebody is sick here. You are looking for an inspirer. That is the essence of the training. That you can instantly pray for somebody without looking for an inspirer for a special prayer. The Lord wants to make you an inspirer, a preacher. At the same time, five man come every area of the work, as in a field of work, of war. There must be some things on emergency that you can carry out. Is that not? In a time of tension, you can carry out some emergency. You can carry out some things that you can be able to do. The Lord has commissioned you. So it's no more time for us to find fault. It's no more time for us to be able to have differences. If at the end of this meeting, you still have grudges against a brother or a sister, and you said you have filled that form, behold, you just get yourself into trouble. Yes. That was why I tell you that, look at the form very well. If you are not comfortable, don't feel it. Don't sign. Behold, you sign. Some sign double signature. Yes. Some sign twice. I pray that those things will not stand as a part of judgment for us in Christ's name. I did my own yesterday. All the council of elders did their own yesterday. We started before you. But he said, maybe you might be wondering, say, I signed, they did not sign. We started before you. Because we held a meeting yesterday. We first of all took the oath of office to start with. So we are in a serious business. So this time is no more time for us to find ourselves fault. We leave the enemy, the common enemy we ought to fight, we fight within ourselves. How will you win? How will you be a champion? When in between, in your home, is not settled, your house you are fighting and you are going for war. Can you win? Can you win? That is what the Lord is telling us. That is what the Lord is telling us. Your child went to school and somebody gave her akara or bread. Then she ate witchcraft. You are terrified, you ran away from your home. You can't even do it. You can't even pray that out. Did you read the letter? He said, from the pioneer. Did you see that? He said, if all those things are there, you can't do it by yourself. You are looking for a spiral. That those little things that you can solve. You are looking for a special inspiration to pray for you. Check your spiritual grade. That whether it's working. Most of our promotion is not because we are up to that point. Most of our promotion is as a result of our long service. Were you there in the summit? You were in the summit. You received, most of all, received long service award. Our promotion, some of the promotion come as a result of long service. Looking at us, seeing whether we will be able to do well, whether with this. Some were not as a result of merit. The battle just begins. from today. And I pray that none will be wounded at the battlefield in Christ's name. None will lose his life at the battlefield in Christ's name. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1.
God.
If thou shalt hearken diligently, continue, brother,
to observe and to do all his commandments which I commanded this day,
that the Lord, he commanded you this day,
that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth.
Above all nations of the earth, above all the churches you have ever had, many of them has produced too many members but has no fruit of the truth. Most of them, the pastors are not founded in Christ. We don't want to talk about that, but we want to tell you that the Lord has chosen you, even as feeble as you are, that if you do well, the Lord will recognize you above all nations. Then if you read down, you begin to see the blessings. The blessing the Lord has given to you. The blessing that will follow you. What will befall you. What the Lord will give unto you if you really believe God and trust him as he has spoken to us. John chapter 14.
Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
John chapter 14, verse 12.
Verse 12.
Yeah.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
That is a promise the Lord has given you. And if you believe this promise, greater works will you do, because the Lord has gone to the Father. He's there backing you up in all the works that you're about to go into. In Psalm 23 verse 1,
the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Two.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters.
Stop there. This part I'm telling you now is what the Lord promised you. The Lord is my shepherd. That is food. He's promised you food. That is, you eat Satan, you lie down on top of the food. That is what it means. That you have more than enough. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. Food, water, raiment. But the condition attached to it is, if thou diligently hearken to my voice. Prayer point. We look at number one. We say there, you cannot be a champion until you have a battle to fight. Note those things as important things to check. Then ask yourself this question: how many of us will be standing on our feet when the battle is over? How many will be standing In some battle, there is a lot of casualty. The war becomes fierce. That almost everybody died. In spite of almost everybody, will you be among those who will be standing at the end of the battle? That is what the question is. You should go home and answer. How many of us will wait upon the Lord till the end? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Prayer point number one. Thank the Lord for making you to hear the truth. Many will not get the truth of the gospel. Many all the time it is well, it's all they want to hear. Cars, fleet of cars, if you become a pastor, offerings that they need to get is all the General Basia will be telling them. Ask the Lord to forgive you all your sins, because you are about to go into the battlefield. Those are the weak points the enemy will be targeting. The loopholes the enemy will be targeting. Ask the Lord to forgive you all your sins and sanctify you wholly, body, soul, and spirit. Three, ask the Lord to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. John the Baptist baptized with water. Christ baptized with Holy Spirit and fire. Four, ask the Father. Tell the Father to fill you with overflowing of the Holy Spirit, so that there will be signs and wonders wherever you go. And through this, the whole of those nations, the states, will be converted to the Lord. Number five, tell the Lord, O Lord, let me finish my work well on earth. Let me finish my work well on earth. It should not be like Samson, who did not end well. It should not be like an Hezekiah, who said, the Lord says, he finished, but not with a perfect heart. Number six, Lord, let me finish strong with joy. Not with sadness, not weakened and sadness, strong with joy. Number seven, Lord, let me be your friend and not enemy. If you be a friend of Jesus, if you be a friend of the Lord, whatsoever you ask in his name shall be given unto you. The nation, the money, the wealth that will flourish. The riches of the Lord added no sorrow. Then other ones, you can add any of the prayer requests of your choice. What you really want, as the Lord has called you here, what you want from the Lord should be added there. We want to go to the Lord in prayers. We want to bow our head for prayers. We start to pray from point number one. Silently, thank the Lord for making you to hear the truth. It's not time to sleep, even though it's silent prayer. You think you are joking? There are those who started the war. Just the first minute you enter, bullets. I pray it shouldn't be your portion. Thank the Lord for making you to hear the truth. Two, ask the Lord to forgive you all your sins and sanctify you wholly. You cannot be unholy and also ready to fight the devil. The Lord will never back you up. Three, ask the Lord to baptize you with Holy Spirit and fire. In a time like this, where the whole world is turning upside down, in a time like this that no place is safe, in a time like this they are being sent out, you don't know what will happen the next minute. It's only the Holy Spirit that can back you up. It's only the fire of the Holy Spirit that can energize you. Because of iniquity, the love of many has waxed cold. We can no longer pray 3 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Even what we do, the prayer could not even pass our ceiling. But now the Holy Spirit can be able to give you this. Most of us have been appointed head of one department or the other. Will you continue as those who succeed? Will you also fail like them? Will the Lord recommend you and say, well done? Some president go, another one come. Will you be better than those you now sit on the seat together? Will your own be different? Will the Lord say, look, this is my own friend, as he said to Abraham. Abraham is my friend. David is a man after my own heart. Will God give you such recommendation? It's on your knees. You may be called, but for the years you will work there, you will never be commissioned. You will have no portfolio. You only have just the rank. Tell the Lord should baptize you with the Holy Spirit. That the work that you are about to embark on, that the Lord should commission you. Number four, ask the Father to fill you with overflowing, with the sound power of the Lord. Let him fill your heart till he overflow with the Holy Ghost, sound power. Power, just not the fire, but this fire of the Holy Spirit to overflow, overflow in you. That's in wherever you are, you can never be hidden. It will be like a country on top of the hill. You will only be remembered by what you have done. Tell the Lord that you will never be like a bird, fly and has no trace. You should create a track, a better track, that if today Jesus tarries that you leave this world, that others will tread and get to heaven. Not a track that if people pass there, they are going to hell. Tell the Lord, oh Lord, let me finish well. Let me finish my work well on earth. There are those, their names were written in the Bible. They did not finish well. They did the work at the middle. They deviated from the will of the Almighty. In the Bible, you see that somebody's names were written. You say, who made Israel to sin? It should not be in your own hand. As a leader, as an inspirer, as a preacher, that we make others to sin. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but joy in the Holy Ghost. Will you deny Christ if there is no food in those places? Will you change and begin to preach something else? Will you go there now and never represent us well? God forbid, because the punishment will be severe on you. If there is no food, you say, whether food, whether persecution, query, will you be able to stand on the love of Christ? It is sweet to start, but it's not easy as you begin the journey. 10 virgins were waiting for the bridegroom. They wait and wait and wait and wait and wait, yet the bridegroom did not come. They wait all throughout the day. The bridegroom wasn't there. He entered into the evening. The bridegroom did not come until midnight. They did not remember that they have no more oil that could be able to stand them. Oil in their lamp. Many were asleep. All of them were asleep. But when they hear the sound of the bridegroom coming, they wake up, they light up their lamp. Behold, there was no more enough oil. They said, please give me part of your oil. Say, no, if I give you, it might not be sufficient for me to stay with the bridegroom. They went away to buy oil. The bridegroom arrived and the door was shut. Will you be among the wise virgin? Or will you be among the foolish virgin? All were virgins. Among the virgins, they were wise and foolish. They were all virgins. That means that all has the same quality of seeing the bridegroom. But one thing, one little carelessness, not there were no enough oil in their lamp. That was the difference. And that deprived them from seeing the bridegroom. Will that be your portion? May it not be so to us in Christ's name. Oh Lord, let me finish strong with joy. Healthy standing, joyfully standing. Healthy standing, joyfully standing. Tell the Lord to help you, because you can't do it by yourself. You think you are strong, Hagar? This is not the fight of strength. This is not the fight of carnality. The weapons of my warfare is not carnal. That is what the scripture says. Let me finish strong and with joy. Oh Lord, let me also be your friend. You can go there and become an enemy of the Almighty. That is the worst you can get. Tell the Lord that I will finish and become, I will be your friend till the end of my life on earth, if Jesus tarries. I will finish, I will become your friend till I get to heaven. That is what the Lord is asking us. Our dear Father in heaven, Father, we thank you so much for your words. We thank you for your word you give us, the instruction, the commandment, the guidelines. Father, help us. Help our helpless. Help us, O Lord, so that we can be able to stand. Help us to be your friend. Help us to keep your commandment. Help us so that at the end, we will not miss out in Christ's name. Mighty and everlasting God, most of your children are listening far away. Some are there listening and watching us far away. Father, so let it be with them also in Christ's name.
Amen.
Father, as you commission us, also commission them in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, as we go out, the same strength, the same power, the same anointing should be with every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, as we continue, continue with us.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for hearing us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Please, if you want to ease yourself, please, before we go to the next item, please do that very, very quickly. Very, very quickly.